The serious infighting in ZANU-PF is raising serious questions about the party's priorities in as far as addressing some of the nation's critical issues such as the economy. As a result, there has been a deluge of party manifestos and economic blueprints from the country's various political parties countering ZANU-PF's ZIM asset, which they say will not solve the country's problems. All fingers are pointing to ZANU-PF's mismanagement of the economy. Elton Mangoma, who leads the Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe, says his party could set the country in the direction it needs.
Mangoma's presidency would make sure that the corruption that is there is stopped.
Many place ZANU-PF's indigenization policy at the heart of the cause of the collapse of the economy and social fabric, as Marcelina Chikasha, leader of the African Democratic Party, explains.
We're also looking at a situation where we have uncertainty in areas of policy. You know, we talk about indigenization, there's no clarity, there's no fairness.
Former finance minister and leader of Mavambo Kusile Don, Simba Makoni, agrees.
What's wrong with our economy is the management.
Former prime minister and founding leader of the Movement for Democratic Change, Morgan Tsvangirai, describes the situation as dire and in need of external and internal assistance.
President Mugabe is presided over this economic decline over the last 6 years.
As for Egypt, Zine Munenza, leader of the African National Party, there is no economy to even talk about.
The economy is more than the way it works.
ZANU-PF, however, contends its policies are effective and that it has not lost sight of the needs of the people or the importance of addressing the economic crisis. Of criticism by opposition groups, ruling party spokesperson Simon Kayamoyo says they should offer solutions to economic recovery rather than criticism. While all opposition groups agree that there is a problem and that ZANU-PF is largely to blame, some like Tendai Biti of the newly formed People's Democratic Party or PDP and says the opposition groups are also to blame for not forming a united front.
It looks like we are getting more and more divided. Which is why in the past, personally, I've actually apologized for the collective stupidity.
Spokesman of a group fronted by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, going by the name People First, Rugare Gumbo, concurs, saying there is need for unity of purpose and his group is engaging other opposition players. But Professor Lovemore Maduku of the National Constitutional Assembly, or NCA, says he will not be part of any coalition and says the country basically needs a fresh start with new leaders. These are just some of the positions of the country's political parties. Next week, we'll bring you one-on-one interviews with all of them starting on Monday. Reporting for Studio 7, this is Blessing Zulu in Washington, D.C.